Sunny 101.5 with Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks.
All right, 7:44.
You know, it's coming into my favorite time of year, one of them. And it's not, well, I guess the weather has to play a part in it. It does, a little bit.
What would that be?
And this life hack is going to help parents out there who's, like, we're a Popeyes only family. Right?
Yeah.
We are strictly Popeyes.
I had one of those a couple days ago.
Did you?
Yeah. I had about 12 of them the other
day. Yeah. They only sell them like during the spring
and
summer.
Which is why we stock up. I think we've already got 10 bags of them. They were
hey,
on
thanks
sale.
For bringing
yeah,
in
and
some.
I brought Jack a couple because they were on
kids
sale.
The kids love them, and I eat way too many of them, too.
So I like those because it's easy, especially for Ellie, who's only 2.5, that it doesn't, she doesn't get all sticky because, you know, when you have a popsicle and it's really hot out, they just let it, I mean, kids are going to get messy anyway.
Right.
But they don't need any help from a popsicle. What you do is you take cupcake holders, wrap, I forgot what they're called, you know, I don't know the proper term for them, but what you'd put in, like, when you're making cupcakes.
The wrappers,
The wrappers.
Yeah.
And you use that. And you poke the popsicle through that, like a traditional popsicle.
And there
and it
you
keeps
go.
Everything.
Sure.
There
it'll
you
catch
go.
All the melty stuff that. And then you have a great, nutritious drink after.
There
except
you go.
In my case. I mean, do you actually think that I have any
liquid left?
No. In fact,
I mean,
you have
he's-
to.
Jack's the one who bites the whole way through it
and
eats them completely solid.
And then you have to buy the popsicles that say do not eat on the wooden popsicle stick because he'll just keep going.
Yeah, that's it.
There you go.
Well, my life hack I used over the weekend, and I remembered us doing this one, so if you heard this before, I apologize in advance, but it really works incredibly well, so I bring it up again. You know how to actually clean the white on Converse tennis shoes, that the white rubber, you know, on the tip of the toe, and oh my gosh, nail polish remover. Yes, you can scrub. I mean, I'm sitting there scrubbing it with a brush and soap, and you know, the canvas comes out great, but there were still marks on that, and I remembered that life hack. Got a paper towel, put nail polish remover on it, and it wipes any scuff off of that white rubber, and they look brand new. So it works.
Well,
there you
right.
go.
Well, I'll keep that in mind. I don't know why I'd want my shoes that clean, but that's good. Now, heating leftovers. Now, this is something I'm not used to doing
because you never know. You never have.
He never has leftovers.
Very, very seldom do I have leftovers in my refrigerator. But if you do, and you want to heat them up, space out a circle in the middle of the food. The empty space will help your food heat up more evenly.
Huh.
Okay.
That's a good one.
I can't tell you if that works because I couldn't tell you the last time I had a leftover.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks. Making life just a bit easier. 101.5.